Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You'll notice that the title of today's sermon or message is Word. And this is where I could try to embarrass my son and use hip locutions. I'm not going to do that. But if you look at that, you'll also notice that it could be the beginning of phrases. And the phrase I have in mind is word salad. Does anybody here really understand what John is talking about? There have been lots of commentaries written on John's gospel throughout the ages. And I have some books commenting on his work in my study. And frankly, they don't solve that mystery for us. They don't tell us what was motivating John. We can ascribe intentions to him. We can try to tease things out, but it's not like the Constitution of the United States where we've got James Madison's notes, which will tell us some of what he was thinking. It's not like books that are written by authors today where we can talk with them or interview them. We do not know, but we can make some guesses. And one thing that seems to be pretty clear is that John knew something about the Hebrew Bible. And we look at the way this passage begins. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when we hear those words, I hope that we think a little bit about the beginning of the book of Genesis, the beginning of the Hebrew Bible. And you may remember those words, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So Jesus was with us from the very start of everything. But what does that have to do with Christmas? And you might be wondering, what's the mystery here? Because Christmas is a mystery. And it's one that we should be willing to embrace and take into our hearts and try to live into. Now, living into a mystery is hard because we don't know what to do. But if you look at the front of the bulletin, you'll see a quote from Presiding Bishop Michael Perry of the Episcopal Church. And if you've heard Bishop Curry, you know he's got a very distinctive speaking voice, and I cannot and will not attempt to imitate it. But listen to those words, the message of Christmas, the heart of it, is that the God who the Bible says is love actually showed up and said, if y'all learn to love each other and love me while you're at it, you can make it. If y'all learn to love each other and love me while you're at it, you can make it. It seems pretty simple. It seems pretty easy. It's hard. We know what we should do most of the time, but oftentimes we don't do it. And I spoke about this last night, but I had the privilege of speaking at the homeless memorial vigil that was held on Colvin Park last week on December 21st, the longest night of the year. And on that night, people came together from different sectors of the community. We had volunteers, people who work for service agencies. We had some officials of city government, police officers, all were gathered together. And we were remembering those members of our community who had passed away over the last year. And during that night, we heard different remarks and I got to share some too. We talked about helping people going forward. So we can engage in all sorts of arguments about what's the best way to deal with housing, with the lack of shelter for people. But on Christmas, we should recognize we need to tackle the problem. It's not something we can all just talk about. So our church will have the opportunity, I hope, to house a little house again this year in the back parking lot. Brian is working with Habitat for Humanity, and we have every year we support them with the Father's Day offerings. And I hope we'll continue to do that stuff. And we'll continue to think about our neighbors who don't have shelter, who don't have homes. I presume everyone here and watching us online has the advantage of a house to go home to. And your pipes might not always work, and maybe the heat will fail, but you've got a roof over your head. There are people who don't have roofs over their heads. And this is a day we can remember Joseph and Mary. We can look at the manger here. And we can think about the Holy Family that didn't have a place to stay on Christmas Eve. And God came anyway. God loved us so much that God came here to be with us, not caring that he was going to be born in a feeding trough in a barn. God loves us that much. And the call to us is to think about how we're going to return that love, both in what we do as individuals and as a community. I can't tell you why God loves us so much, but God does. And that is the greatest gift we'll ever receive. And I hope on this Christmas day and on every day, we'll give God thanks for that love. Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you for the miracles that he has wrought. We thank you for the miracles you continue to wreak in the world. Please be with us and with our families and friends in our communities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.